This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2. Where do we go from here, folks? It's crazy. Hey, I just want to set the record straight. One of the things that I do is every once in a while I can look over at social media platforms and I can see what's going on there. And I like the conversation because it seems like a lot of people that are being froward or contrary to what's being talked about, they're too spineless to call in, you know? So what I want to do is I just want to take a moment really quick, because one individual said that, you know, are we supposed to praise these presidents that were Masons and God haters and so on and so forth? And he's a misled human being. He's sadly deceived in so many different ways. I mean, in spite of who we are, having the longest standing constitution in 250 years, he wants to go ahead and cap on the individuals that were used to establish a free government after 5,000 years, with which in itself was a miracle. And he wants to call him the devil for doing that. Well, in spite of man, God did it, didn't he? Because the Lord's fingerprints are all over everything. But I just want to give you a real quick download just to show you how when people try to poison the well concerning the conversations. I want to set the record straight because they're lying to you. Why? Because they've been lied to, and they don't have enough discernment. Why? Because they're reprobates, Romans 1:26. They don't have discernment to know the difference, okay? They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. Why? Because they don't take the time to seek the face of God. They've never repented. They don't have the Holy Ghost because they've never been born again, period. John 3:3, okay? But I want you to hear this. This is the forefathers that were used to establish what we have today. Okay, remember the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War, as they call it, the War of Independence is what it was rightly called. No king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. Okay, and he wants you to believe they're all devils. Less than 3% of the population, 13 colonies, in the Black Robe Regiment, the church of the day that was used by God to establish what it is that we have today over 250 years later. Listen carefully. 28 of them were Episcopalians under the Christian umbrella. Eight of them were Presbyterians under the Christian umbrella. Seven of them were Congregationalists, that would be under the Christian umbrella. Two of them were Dutch Reformed, that would be under the Christian umbrella. Two of them Lutheran, that would be under the Christian umbrella. Two of them Methodist, that would be under the Christian umbrella. Two Roman Catholic, that would be under the Christian umbrella. And then three were unknown, okay? And then three were called, okay, deists. That means God's there, but he doesn't interfere with the affairs of man. I mean, yet Scripture tells us just the opposite, right? To he who doesn't take care of his own is worse than an infidel. They want to accuse God of what God condemns. But again, that's why Christ was crucified, right? Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself, and he was crucified by the religious hypocrites, saying, "His blood be upon us and our children," and 40 years later it happened to their own demise. Okay? That was lunacy. But look at this, friends. I can't find anywhere in there that they could even prove the fact that three of them were deists. There's no evidence to prove it. So why is it that people take a little something out of the thin air, or they hear it from the revisionists, or the mainstream media is useful idiots, and then they run with the lie and they parrot it? Well, it shows you what's in them. That's who they are. And I just want to make clear, people, you got to pay attention to what people say, and what they don't say, because what's scary is a lot of them actually think that they know what they're talking about, when in fact they don't know what they're talking about. Okay? Just want to make clear. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. 1-866, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, okay? I want to get to the other side of the show. I want to get up on a new topic here, okay? And this is what it is. Over the last couple days, we have been hearing a lot about what they call the left, which doesn't exist. This, by the way, coming at you from the best that you think that you have, and it happens to be Fox News. And just for the record, if you think Fox News is the best that you have, that's why you're in trouble today. And again, I've said this, it's not what they say that should bother you. In many cases, it's what they do say that should bother you, okay? Because they are under the control of the six corporations as well. They've caused more damage than what you call concerning the MSNBC. Because at least you know where them devils are coming from. Okay? But when you have people that claim to know what they're talking about, continuously dividing the American people through a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, you should be concerned about that. And these people over at Fox, I mean, you know, for the truth that they told, God bless them. But for the lies that they've told and for just reading off the teleprompter without doing their own due diligence, you know what? They're going to have to answer for all that. And I want you to know the difference. Because a lot of these guys over here actually think they know what they're talking about, and they don't know what they're talking about in any sense of the word. We'll see what happens in the up-and-coming months when we get out there on the national scene again. But what I want you to understand is Fox News is blaming the left, that doesn't exist, for what the right, which doesn't exist, is responsible for. Is that confusion? Yes, it's confusion by design, Daniel 9-7. It's confusion by design, and it only takes when a people fail to seek the face of the Lord and study and showing yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. Or knowing the doctrine that Jesus told us to know in John 7:17. Look at this. We're told by Fox News that the left, who is the left? I don't know who the left is because there is no such thing as the left, no more than there is what they call the right. Constitutionally, again, it's divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. But look at this. The left, Fox News says, wants us back in masks. Oh, tell me it's not so, okay? Fox News is reporting exclusive. This is coming from Mike Lee. Biden administration is preparing to bring back full COVID restrictions, roll out to begin mid-September. Good for them. It doesn't apply here. Good for them, it doesn't apply here, because we don't bow the knee to tyranny. They don't have the constitutional authority to do it. Again, my point, Fox News and the conservatives of the day blaming the left for what they're responsible for. Here's another headline coming from Fox News, the best that you think that you've got. The left can't get over COVID. Wait a second. I don't remember what they call the left as the ones that opened the doors to Anthony Fauci. I thought it was actually Donald Trump, who called himself the father of the vaccine, was responsible for all of that. Why is Fox accusing the left of what they call the right, or what, for what the right is responsible for actually inciting and creating and illegally implementing? And I'm talking about lockdowns and forced experimental jabs. Well, that was Donald Trump, and it's not just him. I'll show you on the other side. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Okay. All right. So again, what we have coming from today's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals, right? Read Matthew 5:13, friends. They're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Okay? We have been sold by the mainstream media as Ron DeSantis being a good guy, fighting for the people of Florida. Same thing with Kristi Noem from South Dakota. Or same thing with Rand Paul, who is the responsible individual that's grilling in an oversight committee, Anthony Fauci, right? I want you to remember what I'm telling you. We're told, friends, that we're being attacked by what they call the left. This is what reminds me, and I want you to listen to me too, when it comes to deep state. And I've said this, friends, that there is no such thing as deep state. If you can prove deep state, my number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. The deep state, as they call it, it's been created another monster, smoke and mirrors, another dog and pony show that you just can't see. I want you to go ahead and share with me, friends, as to how it is that I can name every president and said representative that passed the bills that you accuse something or some entity or some created monster called the deep state is responsible for. It doesn't exist. The politicians are the ones doing it, okay? It's the same thing with the whole pandemic. We were told all the good guys, the good governors in the United States, were the ones that were shutting down the pandemic, the plandemic. No, they weren't. Who told you that? Ron DeSantis played up to it, but what did he do? He passes a bill called SB 2006. What is that? Where he illegally gave the Department of Health in Florida authority to go ahead and quarantine and force experimental jabs into the arms of the people that refuse to take them by force. You don't believe me? I've shared this with you 100 times. Okay? Also keep in mind, just getting off topic, but it's the same guy. Ron DeSantis is also the guy that's just told you over the last couple days that he's going to basically get the military, the National Guard involved if he becomes the president, and he's going to deal with all of the illegals in the United States of America. Wait a second. He's the one that was importing them throughout the United States of America, not deporting them. He was, in fact, creating, he was committing the act of treason. And what's sick is how people attempt to justify the unjustifiable. When that happens, it shows you who they serve, and it isn't Jesus Christ. You know, I'm going to say on the other hand, you know, it's amazing to me when I have conversations with people, when they try to justify corruption within men, you never hear the word of God come out of their mouth. Never. Why? It shows you who they serve. It shows you what's in their hearts. They're always trying to find some excuse to try to convince you that this is the good one now. This is the good guy. No matter how many times they've been taken and lied to and proven wrong, they want to this time prove that they're right. And I see people doing this with DeSantis. No matter how much information you come out with on DeSantis, they want to get behind him tooth and nail. Well, we all know Donald Trump is that guy as well. I mean, to the level of sick. Seriously, right? I'm seeing on social media platforms this little photo op he took when he was allegedly arrested. Folks, I got a question for you. What did he ever do to tear down the establishment? Thank you. Nothing. He's never done anything to stand against the establishment. Matter of fact, if you look at his record, he did more for them than he did against them. And I can prove it. Okay? Isn't it amazing how people are saying 2024 Donald Trump? Listen carefully. Because now he's the victim. No, he's doing massive fundraising right now. And the more the media attacks him, the more people support him. This guy has raised hundreds of millions of dollars off the ignorance of the people that he is betraying. What am I saying? Well, going back, we're talking about Fox News blaming the left for what the right's responsible for. I thought Donald Trump was supposed to be a Republican, unconstitutional, though it is. People believe it. It doesn't exist, but people believe it. Because why? Donald said so. He's a Republican. He's a good guy. Don't pay attention to his fruit. Just pay attention to what he says. Okay? That's the definition of insanity, Americans. Keep doing the same things over and over and over and over again, and you wonder why your country's being destroyed. Because you fail to obey the Lord in dealing with the corrupt. Period. That's our wisdom, Deuteronomy 4:6. Now listen to this. This is what's important. Fox is trying to get you to believe that it was the bad guys that are tolerated by the good guys. By the way, the bad guys are the fruit of the good guys, right? Because if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, because we're ruled by law, furthermore. And those on the left are supposed to uphold the Constitution, just like those on the right are supposed to uphold the enumerated laws found within the Constitution, but neither side does it. Nope. They have you looking both ways. The mainstream media has you playing the cheerleader for your favorite politician because you're too ignorant to understand that Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of Herodia and that of the Pharisees, both within the church and within the government. Okay? They were the ones that were responsible for crucifying Christ. Read John 19:15. Hey, folks, how is it that people have failed to understand the lockdowns all came upon us and they were incurred upon us illegally at Donald Trump's call? How did we all forget about that? And somehow or another, now he's the victim. When in fact, he's responsible for doing all of this. Oh, you know what? Thank you. I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment. Yesterday, I had played a piece by a guy by the name of Dr. Shiva. A lot of people respect him. And I'm not all on board, but I do see some good things coming from him as well. And if he tells the truth, you know what, folks? That's the truth that we're going to get behind. But I want you to listen carefully to the fact that Donald Trump rewarded Anthony Fauci in a big way. And he forced the hand of the FDA to approve the vaccines. I thought that Donald Trump was the one that was responsible for opening the door to the likes of Anthony Fauci, the NIH, the WHO, the CDC, and that of the World Health Organization. I didn't think that it was what they call the left. No, it wasn't the left. I'm going to show you a video in just a moment so you can see for yourself exactly what I'm talking about out of their own mouths. But I want you to hear this really quick. This is from Dr. Shiva. Listen carefully to what he said.
Anti-establishment. Lock her up. Lock her up. Drain the swamp. The next day after he's elected, he said, that was for the election.
That plays great before the election. Nah, we don't care, right?
He brought in the swamp. He brought in Bolton. Trump never fired Fauci. 12 hours before Trump left the White House, gave Fauci a big award for Operation Warp Speed. In 2020, it was my work in the campaign for Truth, Freedom, and Help, which exposed Fauci first. We're the ones who ran the Fire Fauci campaign. I wrote a letter to Trump. I said, do not shut down the freaking economy. I'm telling you as an engineer, as an MIT PhD, take the people who truly have pre-existing conditions, quarantine them, put other people on vitamin D. You don't need to do this. He locked it down.
I also spoke with our nation's governors who are announcing new guidelines for every American to follow.
New guidelines, said Donald Trump. New guidelines. This was all predicated upon administrative law, undermining constitutional law. Let me remind everybody how many times I brought up federal judges and state judges that said what was going on was completely illegal. I had a senator on just a couple days ago, Senator Justine Wadsack from Arizona, who when I was in Arizona, I heard her introducing a bill to pull off the attack from the Supreme Court that told all attorneys, listen carefully, all attorneys throughout the United States of America, that if you defend anybody that has suffered abuse or death from the experimental jabs, the Supreme Court told them, if you dare defend any American against Big Pharma, who were in hand in glove in cahoots with Isaiah 28 verse 18, you are in jeopardy of losing your license. Who gave the order to tell all the attorneys to stand down? The Supreme Court. And guess what all these little devils did? All of these attorneys, they stood down. Your government is now making you a prey because the Supreme Court said so, because Donald Trump said, you know what, all the governors now, we're going to start something new. It is new. That's right. They're ignoring their oath, and so are the people by allowing them to ignore their oath. But again, I want to go back and revert to this. Who is the responsible individual that opened the curtains and the doors for this onslaught of governmental, federal, and state abuse? Donald Trump did. Okay? I'm going to play the videos, and all the good guys that have been sold to you as good guys, you're going to see them on this video advocating for the plandemic. We'll be right back.
Not high with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Legendary game show host and longtime host of The Price is Right, Bob Barker, has died at 99. Barker hosted The Price is Right from 1972 until he retired in 2007.
Actual retail price is is $200. Irene, you are the winner.
In 1999, he was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Emmy for daytime television. Seven people were shot Saturday morning during a parade in Boston. Police say the victims were taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The shooting happened around 7:45 a.m. Eastern during the Jouvert Parade, which is part of the city's Caribbean Carnival. Two people were shot and wounded during Friday night's White Sox game in Chicago. Two women were injured by the gunfire at Chicago's Guaranteed Rate Field. While the team is not saying where the shots came from, witnesses said it happened in the left field bleachers during the third inning of the game between the White Sox and the Oakland A's. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Talking about, and I wanted to call in and test his steel with us. Come on. Come on. Everybody wants to see you set Bradley Dean straight. 1-866-582-9933. Got a guy online right now talking about, you know, our forefathers, they were all deists and they God-haters, this and that and the other thing. So I proved the point. That wasn't good enough for him. The truth is a stumbling block and it's a rock of offense, which I live and breathe and understand because I'm not moving from the Word of God. And then I'm told, and so is he trying to poison the well, you know what? There's nothing Christian in Washington, D.C. Apparently, they haven't been inside of the Senate where you actually see the pilgrims sharing their faith, their Christian faith, with the Holy Bible in hand to the Native Americans. And I guess that didn't work. So I guess you just look at the Christian crosses over the heads of our fallen over at that of the Potomac River. And what do you see there? You see all of our fallen boys. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, we want to overlook that. What about Moses and the Ten Commandments? What about, the Liberty Bell? And what about all those politicians that put their hand on the Bible? I know that hurts, but you know what? It's a good hurt if you repent. And the list goes on and the list goes on. If you want to test your steel, I invite you to do so. If I have to change up just to answer your ignorance, I'll do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is what I want to do really quick. I want to go over and show you Fox News is trying to sell to the American people that what Donald Trump is responsible for, they're blaming what they call the left. Neither one exists again, as I said. Okay, and all of those freedom fighters, or so we've been sold by the mainstream media, all of those good guys that you think are good guys in the United States, in governmental positions, representative positions, congressional representatives, so on and so forth, They sold you out. They sold you out. Folks, there's a lot of talk right now about implementing the whole isn't it interesting, the whole COVID-19 pandemic again? Isn't it interesting how they forecast all this stuff? Well, it's up and coming in September, the middle of September. It's all going to happen again. It's absolutely amazing how they do that. It's almost like watching The Simpsons. Well, what's the difference? They're all actors, right? Yep, they are. Check this out, folks. These are the good guys. These are the good guys.
So here's, I think, the most important thing.
Ron DeSantis.
If you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, the chance of you getting seriously ill or dying from COVID is effectively zero.
He's absolutely incorrect. He's parroting the same thing that Donald Trump said. When the opposite to those very numbers is true. To those very numbers, it is true. Okay, let's go back.
If you look at the people that are being admitted to hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. And so these vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality.
I want to say today, and okay, I'm going to continue to say,
now we got Governor Bill Lee in Tennessee, Bible Belt,
to manage COVID-19, including the Delta variant, is the vaccine.
We are closing in.
Why are they all parodying Big Pharma? Because that's who they work for. That's who they work for. Where's the law in all of this? Oh, it's null and void. Just ask all the people that tried to defend themselves that have lost their jobs. That, by the way, Big Pharma Company said that they did not pressure anybody into taking the experimental jabs. Most recently. This is brand new. Okay, let's keep going.
And right now, on 2 million vaccines administered in the state of Oklahoma. Truly remarable.
Governor of Oklahoma doing the same thing.
It's only been 3.5 months since we started rolling out the vaccines in the state. About 85% of those doses have come through our state and local health departments.
I want folks to get vaccinated. That's for sure.
And now Alabama.
That prevents everything. Why we want to mess around with this?
Why is it that everybody is just going down the same road? Why are all of the governors, and why did all of the governors say the same thing at the same time? They working for you, folks? Oh, here's another question for you. Where did government, federal and or state created federal government, by the way, where did they extract authority to usurp the U.S. Constitution by saying, you need to do this or else? Where did the governors of states, where did they actually derive the authority to attack small businesses and throw grandmas in jail like they did in Minnesota? Where did they extract that? And by the way, well, they were attacking all the small businesses. Remember that billionaires worldwide aggrandized more wealth 27%. Who are they working for, friends? Are they working for you? Absolutely not. But again, Fox News is telling you that what they call the left is responsible for, in fact, what the said right, which doesn't exist, is promoting.
Any other questions, Greg?
Yeah. Governor, is there anything we can do to bring us up from the bottom in terms of vaccination rates?
Get more people to take the shots.
Mm-hmm.
They're free, they're safe, they work, the data proves they work.
They're free, they're safe. Really? Who paid for all of these experimental jabs? She said it was free. You want the definition of communism? You just heard it. Okay? It wasn't free. The federal government, along with the states, stole our tax dollars and paid off their buddies in Big Pharma. And you know that there was money going under the table, right? That's why they're all pushing the same agenda at the same time. Don't tell me all of these doctors got incentives, and we highlighted their scale of incentives as to how many people need to be vaccinated, and this will be your check. This is how much you'll get paid for each one, and then this is how much you'll get paid for groups. Okay? Don't tell me the governors that are opening the doors to tyranny on the people are not being incentivized to do what they're doing right now. How much corruption do you need to see before you understand who's doing the attacking? This all started under Donald Trump, as you're about ready to see.
Use your head and get a shot.
Here's Christy Noem.
The truth.
Late last year, under the leadership of President Trump, Operation Warp Speed was launched with the end goal of delivering life-saving vaccines to every American in our country.
Life-saving vaccines, Kristi Noem said. Life-saving vaccines. How many people are dead today? How many times have we given you statistics of people that have died taking these experimental jabs? Astronomical numbers. How many doctors did we have on the show have warned you concerning the experimental jabs? By the way, Dr. Tenpenny just got her license pulled. Did you all see this? Same thing with Scott Jensen in Minnesota. Why? Because they stood against the agenda in telling you the truth of the matter. But here are the governors, and what are they doing? All at the same time.
This initiative is yielding the fruits of such courageous efforts.
Therefore,
I come to you today to announce the following. Starting Monday, April 5th, 2021, every resident over the age of 16 in the state of South Dakota will be eligible to receive the COVID-19
eligible
shot.
I want to be clear at the outset to a person.
This guy here has time and time again sat in congressional oversights and hearings where family members lost their children to experimental jabs. Okay? One guy, we played the video where he had his 15-year-old boy, and this one always gets to me. His 15-year-old boy went out and got the shot, and he ends up dead a couple days later. He was one of them that sat in this congressional hearing with him, telling him as to what was at fault for the boy's death, along with professional doctors that were completely censored. But what are all the politicians' friends? What are they saying? This guy's from Wisconsin.
We are all pro-vaccine. I personally believe the vaccine has...
This is Ron Johnson, Wisconsin. I thought these were the good guys. I thought these were all the good guys, folks.
And certainly contributed to the end of this pandemic, which is what everybody in the world wants.
The Food and Drug Administration says no COVID-19 vaccines will be approved without passing its safety checks.
Science will guide our decisions.
Science will decide our decisions. Guys, science is the study of creation. Our Creator that created all things told us not to mix blood. He said life is in the blood. Read Deuteronomy 19:19 and Leviticus 17:11. So Dr. Hahn here, who's being incentivized, who, again, is aggrandizing more wealth by lying to the people because he sold his soul for the love of money, which is the root of evil, all evil, the love of money. You know, I suggest to everybody listening right now, don't follow the lead of these guys because at the end of the day, they're going to answer for everything that they're responsible for, and they are not leading you down the right road. Lose the world and save your soul. But Dr. Hahn, he's not listening to that.
FDA will not permit any pressure from anyone to change that.
Mr. President, the FDA is reportedly considering stricter guidelines for the...
Okay, so what they said, that they're not going to pressure anybody, okay? That's what the doctor just said. They're not going to pressure anybody. The FDA will not pressure anybody. Listen to what he just got done saying, friends. This reporter to Donald Trump, okay? Listen carefully.
Stricter guidelines.
So they're doing the opposite of what they're telling you.
The emergency authorization of a COVID vaccine.
It's always an emergency.
Well, I tell you what, we're looking at that. That has to be approved by the White House. We may or may not approve it.
The White House is now threatening the head of the FDA.
Okay, so after that question, Donald Trump then goes and threatens the head of the FDA to hurry up and approve this. I thought it was what Fox News was pointing at when they said it was what they call the left that was responsible for what Donald Trump and what they call the right is responsible for.
That agency doesn't authorize the Pfizer vaccine by the end of today. Commissioner Stephen Hahn's job could be on the line.
He had to approve it by the end of the day. How many people died because of this? Americans? Who's responsible for this? The guy that they want to be the president again, the father of the vaccine. I'm only halfway done, folks. It gets better. We got Rand Paul coming up as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to go ahead and take Sal. I know you've been up there for a minute. Thanks for holding on, Sal. Just trying to get as much information thrown to the people as I possibly can. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I wanted to thank you. I've said it before. I want to let you and all your listeners know that you're the one that helped me realize that Donald Trump was a liar. All his pretty words add up to nothing. No deeds. Words, not deeds.
Yep.
And remember, everybody, he spent more taxpayer money on Planned Parenthood than Barack Obama through all 8 years of his presidency. You don't need to believe Bradley Dean. He's got the proof. Find out yourself. Bradley Dean doesn't want you to believe him. He wants you to believe the evidence that's out there that proves it to be so.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Sal. Thanks for holding on to my friend. I totally appreciate that. Really quick, let me get back to this. I'm going to stick to the topic. We just got an ankle biter right now trying to agitate people on my end in the studios here. Let's go back to Donald Trump. And, again, Fox News is trying to get you to believe that what they call the left, which doesn't exist, is responsible for what, in fact, the right, which doesn't exist, is responsible for when it comes to Donald Trump, who calls himself the father of the vaccine. Let's get back and see who the responsible party is. Okay? Let's see who that is.
It's designed to improve trust in the vaccine. Do you think that's not needed?
Well, I have tremendous trust in these massive companies.
I have really good news. Today, our nation has achieved a medical miracle. We have delivered a safe and effective vaccine in just 9 months. This is one of the greatest scientific accomplishments in history.
I bet.
I am thrilled to report that the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine.
Yeah.
We have given Pfizer
no pressure, folks.
A great deal of money, hoping this would be the outcome. And it was.
I tweeted a picture. Actually, I retweeted your picture of
now
you getting a shot of vaccine.
This is the one. I remember highlighting this. This is Senator Ron Paul. This is the Fox that's been appointed. It's the same thing with Jim Jordan, same thing with Trey Gowdy, same thing with Daryl Issa, same thing with Jason Chaffetz. They do nothing but appease the American people. Fill in the blank. Where is the... I'll fill in the blank. Justice. None. Absolutely none. When it comes to Senator Rand Paul... Folks, throughout the whole pandemic, he's putting on a show for the American people, calling Anthony Fauci a liar. Has Fauci been brought to justice yet, or are they reengaging for another day to assail the American people? Well, they're talking September, October now, folks. That's what they're saying. Not here. Ain't gonna fly. Just so you know, ain't submitting to it. And you heard me. I said, ain't doing it. Rand Paul, while he was grilling Anthony Fauci, he was out there fleecing everybody for money to go after Anthony Fauci, when in fact he's already getting paid to do his job in the first place. Why did he need more money? You're going to find out in a moment. Because Rand Paul's wife, behind the backs of the American people, was actually buying stock in Remdesivir with 75 to 80% of the people that took it. It shuts down their organs, by the way. They never revived. Watch this.
Vaccine gate. Actually, the picture's now up on the screen. You're getting now. You get vaccines. I get vaccines. I went overseas recently. Got some. What's the controversy?
You know, I got annoyed that people were trying to depict me as someone who didn't think vaccines were a good idea. You and I have talked about my trip to Guatemala. I got vaccinated for that. I got vaccinated as a kid. I vaccinated my kids. I don't have an objection at all to that.
I can't answer the question. Why are they so pro-vax? Pay attention.
No one disputes the medical miracle of vaccines.
On Wednesday, Paul disclosed that he and his wife bought between $1,000 and $15,000 worth of stock in Gilead Sciences, the company that makes the antiviral drug known as Remdesivir, which was tested
for
COVID. The purchase
These are what they call the right that are selling the people out.
The day after the first U.S. clinical trial on the drug began. This was around
so
the time
So could there be something called, outside of the fact that Rand Paul, while he's allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci, calling him a liar, could it be that he's profiting from the pandemic as well? Well, there's insider trading going on, friends, because he bought stock on the first day. On the first day, his wife did. Well, he's putting on a show to appease the American people that he's got everything in hand. By the way, Rand is not Ron, okay, just so you know.
And there were only 15 U.S. cases. Members of Congress were getting briefed on the dangers of COVID at the time, but it was before the public really understood the threat. Paul also disclosed the stock purchase 16 months after the deadline for senators to do so. Now, that could be a totally innocent mistake. A spokeswoman for Senator Paul said he completed the disclosure form last year and only recently learned it was not turned in. This is what Paul and his wife said about it this morning.
We're proud of being trying to be part of a cure. Now, the company we invest lost money, so we weren't exactly right on what the cure would be. But I don't understand where there would be a problem in investing for a cure, but losing money.
2 days before I bought it,
investing for a cure. Were the hospitals incentivized to make sure people were on Remdesivir? Yep, yep, they were. Oh, that's just the tip of the iceberg, friends. Don't sit there and play stupid with these politicians that want you to believe that they're telling you the truth, because they're not.
The head of the World Health
Proverbs
Organization
19, 9.
Pointed to Remdesivir as a possible treatment for COVID.
For the record, the Paul family has not lost money if they have not yet sold the stock. Maybe he's not familiar with how it all works. Because the thing is, this stock purchase is not a typical move for the Paul family. CNBC reports the couple had not bought or sold stock in an individual company in at least 10 years.
Wow. Wow. So are the good guys, friends, are they innocent in the matter? Absolutely not. They're the ones that sold it to you. That's why I'm absolutely astounded. I mean, just dumbfounded. That's the best word to use. I am absolutely dumbfounded when I see all these scrolls talking about Donald Trump being the president in 2024, aren't you the same people complaining about the lockdowns? Aren't you the same people that are calling out the medical industry and big pharma for the crimes that have been committed against your family members? Because we've all seen it, and within our circles of influence and our circles of friends. Aren't you the same people complaining about the people that are doing the lying? But you want to support the guy that gave the green light to the whole Operation Warp Drive in the first place, who calls himself the father of the vaccine. Can you make up stupid friends? Dull and insensible. Webster's 1828. Can you make this up? Nope, you can't. Here, one of the things that's important for everybody to understand, and I know that not all of you have been with us all week, so I want to do this during the end of the show. If you go to ballotpedia.com, ballotpedia.com, you're going to see who's being sold to you by the mainstream media. What I want you to see is concerning, again, what they call the left that does not exist constitutionally. There's Joe Biden, Robert Kennedy, and Marianne Williamson. Okay? Only three. Then you have the Republicans, the good guys. You got 1, 2, 3, 4. Then you go down 12. You got 15 individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America on the Republican side. I got a question for you, friends. What about the 900 to 1,000 other presidential candidates that you haven't heard a peep from? Why all the censorship? Why is it that they're only selling you the same people again? Because they're establishment players. They are, as what we call in the ministry here, the clowns in the circus of politics. These are the ones that have already proven their allegiance to this alliance and covenant of hell, which will be disannulled either in this earth or it will be disannulled on Judgment Day. And let me tell you, we're under the judgments of God now. Going back, why is it we're only being told about a handful of individuals within this presidential debate? Only you can answer the question. Why? Hey, friends, what's worse than anything to me, and I posted this yesterday, when people talk like they actually know what they're talking about, it sickens me to the core. I see it all day long on social media platforms. And then I got some other people that really do know what they're talking about, and I appreciate them. But look at this. I posted yesterday, you have over 900 other presidential candidates that are being censored by the mainstream media, by Fox News. Okay? And some of you people think you know what you're talking about. The fact of the matter is, friends, you're being laughed at. And for the record, to be a faithful witness that delivereth men from their sins, read John 8:32, following the Christ, he's the one that makes men free. I got to tell you, as a fellow Christian and an American patriot in this country, and a real conservative holding to the word of God, the salt of the earth, right, the light of the world, I got to tell you, those that still haven't figured out how they are pawns on the game boards of their masters, I'm here to tell you, you're a total embarrassment, to say the least. There are over 900 to 1,000 different presidential contenders, and you're only hearing about 15 on the Republican side and 3 on the Democratic side, friends. Wake up.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.